Well, David, just tell us how this move's come about for you then. Tell us it from your angle.
Last week, I heard there was some interest, and it was something that really excited me, and I definitely wanted to look into it and to push for it. Once the ball got rolling, I wanted to be a part of the Blades here.
What was it then that attracted you to the club? Were you looking to already get out on loan? Was that something you were considering possibly over the summer?
The opportunity to play games and to come to a massive club like Sheffield United is a big deal. And I want to play some games and just really some consistency. And like you say, playing in front of the fans here, I've been here and seen how fantastic they are.
What's Nigel Adkins said to you then after signing you? What was his words of wisdom, I suppose?
He's told me his philosophy and the way he wants to play and what he expects of his players, and I definitely want to buy into that, and it's been fantastic meeting him, and I've heard great things about him, and I'm excited to work under him.
Yeah, lots of players who have worked with him have come to work with him again as well at different spells throughout his career, which shows they must have a good relationship with him, something that he's quite personable about.
For sure, you could tell he was very easy to speak to, and I feel like anything you had a problem with, you could go to him, and definitely that's a thing you look to in the manager. And I'm excited to get started.
It's a season long loan as well. Was that important for you to be able to bed down somewhere as opposed to, as we see many players going out on 3-month, 6-month loans?
For sure, that's something I think we all push for. It was to get the season long loan so I can really feel part of a team and feel part of something here. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's good for a family sense as well to settle somewhere. And I'm looking forward to getting started.
Did you know anybody else here then? Because you've come on a season-long loan, you had your first session this morning. Did you know anybody?
Yeah, I knew Chris Basham from when we were teenagers at Newcastle, and he's really such a nice guy, and he's really made me feel welcome here this morning.
For you as well, is it about making sure you're getting game time to be able to keep your international career going? Obviously, you're still playing for Canada regular basis over the summer. Is that something you still, I guess, class as a vital part of your career?
Massively. The Canadian program, we don't have superstars, but we've got players playing regularly, and that's what we need to do. We focus on that, and I'm always proud to play for my country. I love doing it, and it's massive to get games, but I just want to help Sheffield United have a very good season.
You're what, 6'2", 6'3"? Quite a commanding presence in the back line, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd like to be a bit of a leader and like you say, organiser. So, yeah, I'm tall, bit skinny, but I work hard.
Did Saturday's result surprise you then? I imagine you must have had an eye on it if you knew this deal were possibly coming up.
Yeah, I did. But that's in the past now, and that's a good thing the manager does, is sort of put things in the past, draw a line under it and move on to the next one. So that's what we have to do.
How achievable is promotion this season, do you think? An automatic promotion, because the playoffs, the Blades have got a poor history in them, I think it's fair to say.
I think if you take it one game at a time, obviously I was involved in a promotion at Burnley, and that's what we did, just took it one game at a time, and I think that's the main thing here, and you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but it's about putting consistency together, and that's what the manager, since I've been here, has said, consistency is key.
Is that something then, your experience that you say you've had being promoted with Burnley, something that you can use this season, do you feel? Do you draw back on those times?
For sure. That was a fantastic season. The things I learned will stick with me for a long time. So, yeah, we're going to take positives from that and hopefully help some of the younger players here.
You available then? Fit, fighting, ready to go?
Ready to go.
And it could possibly be tomorrow night in the Cup, couldn't it? Could be straight into things.
Well, I hope so. If selected, I'm ready to go, and I'll definitely do a job tomorrow.